Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, Oscar-nominated actor Mr. Liam Neeson. Welcome to the show. How are you, Liam?
I'm good, my friend. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And thank you for taking the time to talk. Congratulations on the new movie, In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Great title. A period piece from 70s Ireland, huh?
Set in the 70s, yeah. We didn't make it in the 70s.
Set in the 70s, yes. What's the premise?
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to read this to you. This is better than me hemming and hawing.
Fair enough.
Okay, I'll do it with some drama. Ireland, 1970s. Eager to leave his dark past behind, Finbar Murphy leads a quiet life in the remote coastal town of Glencullum Kilt. That's up in Donegal in the northwest of Ireland. Far from the political violence that grips the rest of the country. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, led by a ruthless woman,
ooh,
played by Kerry Condon, Finbar is drawn into an increasingly vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors.
That is a good tease right there. I want to watch this movie. And I hear it has a bit of a Western feel to it.
Yes. Yes, it does. It has a Western vibe to it. Yes, it does.
I love that. I love that that genre there. You carry a shotgun, I heard, throughout the film.
I carry a shotgun, yeah.
You get shot in real life, Liam?
Have I shot in real life? At targets, yeah.
Well, yes, I got you. Certainly hope so.
the occasional rabid raccoon upstate New York, I have to admit. When the kids were small, I had occasion to shoot some rabid raccoons.
Right.
Which I did not enjoy doing, but it had to be done, you know.
Has to be done, you know. It's good eating, too, by the way. I've eaten both.
Oh, please. Seriously, raccoon. Are you eating
not raccoon, rabbit, I should say. Raccoon I haven't tried, but I don't want to knock it because it might be good. I don't know. But rabbit I have, and rabbit's delicious.
Rabbit is delicious. I would agree with you there. Yeah.
Fair enough. Congratulations on that film. And later on this year, you start shooting a new Naked Gun movie, which I'm very excited about because I was a fan of the originals. Is this just a straight-up comedy?
Straight-up comedy, yes. We start, I think, in May. Yes, Paramount are rebooting the Naked Gun franchise. They've offered the part to me. The wonderful Leslie Nielsen played in the 80s. So I'll give it a shot. I'm a bit nervous, I must admit, because I've done a couple of funny sketches in the past on TV, but to carry a film for 95, 100 minutes, I've never done before with a comedy genre. So they're assembling really good actors and actresses who do have funny chops. And there'll be lots of visual gags happening behind the characters' backs.
Yeah. I can totally see this. I think it's great casting with your voice and your straight deadpan delivery and all the hijinks happening. I think it's going to be very funny. It's the 25th anniversary of Star Wars Episode One. What do you remember about that time? And
everybody keeps telling me just, 30 years of Schindler's List, 30 years of Nell. Now you're telling me 25 years of The Phantom Menace. My gosh, you're making me feel really old.
I remember waiting in line to see that. During that time, were you reluctant at all? Or were you a Star Wars fan? Were you just, I'm jumping right in?
No, I do remember I was in the theater in Belfast 1976 when the first one came out with Harrison and all those lovely actors. And the cinema in the Ormore Road in Belfast, you could hear armored cars, Saracens going up and down the road. But the cinema was packed to see this rather strange Star Wars Episode 4, I think it was the first one.
Episode 4, yes. A New Hope.
The cinema was packed with all ages, kids, women, old age pensioners. It was packed and everybody enjoyed it. I'll never forget it. It was really something else.
I bet. Well, yeah, it changed cinema forever. And is this true, Liam, you turned down roles of James Bond and Lincoln back in the day?
No, I did not turn down James Bond. They were interested in me for a while, but they were interested in every British actor at the time. I was not offered it, and I did not turn it down. Lincoln, I was attached to at one stage, many, many years ago. Stephen brought on Tony Kushner, the brilliant writer, and he took the script in another direction, and he cast it right. Dan Day Lewis was genius casting, and he was brilliant, and it was a terrific movie. So,
yeah, I was like hearing those sorts of stories. We talked briefly before we started to get on air about you being a boxer growing up, which I love. And I often think there's a lot of parallels as far as with the arts as well. You're alone, vulnerable, having to figure out stuff by yourself. And are you still a fan of the sport? And would you attribute a lot of that? Were you fighting and then you fell into acting, or did you always want to get into the arts?
Well, just that's a very good description of a boxer and the arts and acting. Plus the fact you're doing it in short pants.
Yeah, practically naked.
Which I hated. I never liked my legs as a kid. And I was always conscious of showing my legs as I was boxing. So I had taken that on board as well as trying to figure out an opponent's next moves. But yeah, I did it as an amateur. I started when I was 9. I think I had my last fight when I was 17.
Well, that's a good run.
It was a good run. I loved it. I still do. I try and follow it. I love watching a good fight. My gosh, I'm trying to think the last time I enjoyed a really good boxing match.
Some good fighters come out of Ireland. Tough.
There's a couple, yeah. There's a couple.
Then, of course, in MMA, we've got Conor McGregor that's going to make his acting debut in Roadhouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I heard he's really good at it, too.
Yeah, if he shows up on time,
right?
He's not a very good timekeeper, Conor.
Yes. Apparently, he made it to the zoo.
No, good. That'd be great.
No, that's very cool. Very cool. So wait, so then you got into acting just later on by design or by accident?
School plays.
Got it.
And had a wonderful English teacher, Jerry McKeown, who recently passed away. And he started a little amateur dramatic company in my hometown. So I joined that and we did more plays. And
one thing led to another.
Yeah, one thing led to another. I went to a teacher training school in the north of England. Just spent most of my time in the drama studio.
Yeah.
Eventually, I got paid for it and ended up at the Lyric Theatre, wonderful theatre in Belfast.
And then here we are now.
Yeah, here we are now. I can't believe it.
I love it. Well, I've always been a big fan and I appreciate you taking the time. In the Land of Saints and Sinners is hitting theaters on Friday. Be sure to check it out. Liam, thanks so much for hanging out, taking the time, sir.
Thanks, Mario. Appreciate it.
Nice seeing you.
Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.